and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 368, where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions. And we do the live podcast recording, the live online Periscope, Facebook, all around the world, and on other platforms, including our own Gospelite House of Prayer, Gospelite Society, Go to Church Online, and so forth. We do all of that, plus the on-demand things we do, to encourage you to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family, to have family devotions again for some of you for the first time. And yes, I expect you to peel off and do that with your family, and to also have personal devotions if you're single. And if you struggle with that as a single person, you can join us and we will count you as an honorary member of the family. But you do need to pray and read the Bible in the morning and get in touch with God. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your paths. Today we are reading Esther chapter 3, Jeremiah chapter 18, and Ezekiel chapter 9. And let me remind you that how many times you read the Bible is so rich and so deep, you will see new things, and I believe it's the only book in the world that can do this. You will see new things in each chapter as you read it. We commenced a new thing on the day after Thanksgiving, as we normally do, made some changes, and we're going to do a slow journey through the chronological Bible. Still the King James, and so we've already started that. We'll be doing the third day of that today. It is a one-year Bible, but I don't want to go that fast this year as we did this past year. We might change that up. Who knows? We might shift it once we finish this. Be that as it may, Dr. Martin Luther said, "The Bible is alive. It speaks to me. It has feet. It runs after me. It has hands. It lays hold of me." And Dr. Charles Stanley said, "Wherever you go, God is with you, watching over you, protecting you, and providing the truth you need for every situation. The question is, will you open your heart to His word, apply it to your life, and allow God to change you so that He can use you in ways far greater than you can imagine. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God," at Esther chapter 3. Holy Father God, because of our pride, we don't like to express any weakness. And Holy Father God, however you know how weak and feeble we are this morning. And as always, we need your strength. We need your energy and your might. Lord, thank you for your holy word that tells us it is indeed not by might nor by power, by human strength anyway, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And that is and has always been very comforting to me. For some reason, you made that verse in Zechariah 4:6 my life's verse. For some reason, way back, years ago. And I thank you for that. I thank you for that. And Lord God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ . We praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And we pause on this Thanksgiving weekend, and what a weekend it has been. And we praise you and we thank you for all of the salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material protection and provision blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for my three daughters trying to do something special this morning. And it didn't work out the way that it should have, but they tried. And I pray that you would help them to do it each and every day for your glory, praise, and honor, but to do it in the way that will be successful. But Lord, I thank you for the effort that they made this morning. And Holy Father God, we pray for spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional strength. Lord God in heaven, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Wash and cleanse our hearts and minds and consciences in your precious blood afresh and anew this morning. And help everybody, Lord, to confess their sins here and out there, for you have made it clear that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for the powerful services on yesterday that you wrought by your power and might. And Lord, we pray that you'll do the same thing again today in a powerful, beautiful, anointed way. And Lord God in heaven, we pray, as usual, the devil is fighting us this morning, and we pray that you would move him out of the way. Lord, help two of our technicians to successfully make those transactions. And we pray that everything will go smoothly, decently, and in order. And Holy Father God, I praise you and thank you for your holy word. The verse, the passage that you turned me on to when I was a young Christian some 40 years ago about prayer. And you gave me a heart and a mind to pray based upon this passage down through the years. And what has been accomplished in my standing here today would not be possible if you had not taught me this and helped me to pray in faith, believing all of these years. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And I do pray that you would hear and answer our prayers this morning and give everybody supernatural energy, grace, and strength, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional strength to do your will and to do your work with a godly attitude and a godly spirit. And Lord God in heaven, I do pray. I also thank you, Lord, for the wonderful educational thing that you put in my heart to do for our homeschooled children and family. And what a great idea. And Lord, what a wonderful time we had last night and on yesterday regarding that. And Lord, I pray that I know I'm eager to resume it today, and I pray that the children who are still here are eager as well, for you want us to do it. You want us to learn, and you want us to grow. And so, Lord, only proud, arrogant, stubborn, rebellious, foolish acting people don't want to learn and grow and move forward in life and expand their minds as well as their hearts and spirits so that they can help as many people as they can. And Lord, I know for a fact that the ministry that you have wrought through me and through the people who worked with me in the ministry would have never expanded and reached out to thousands and millions of people if it had not been for the education that you allowed me to get at a crucial time, and all of us to get. We would be backwards and behind. And so I thank you for leading me in that direction, even though in my early years I was raised in a church as a young Christian, a newly born again Christian, who did not, they did not smile on college education and seminary education. But you led me in another direction that allows me, Lord, at this age to reach thousands each week with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereas when I was at a certain stage in age in my life in ministry, if I had not made that move, I would be so in the dark as to how we can reach so many other people. But by your might and power, you opened up the doors, expanded my vision and eyes, and you encouraged me and allowed me to sharpen the axe that King Solomon talks about in Ecclesiastes. We can do more work once the axe is sharp, and that is so true. And so, Lord, on top of all of that, give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding and insight from your holy word and through prayer. And for when that is mixed together, that's a very beautiful thing, along with, of course, humility, like you are, meek and lowly in mind, like you are. That's what you want in us for pride goeth before fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. So help everybody to be humble. Humble in receiving your holy word and reading your holy word, not getting the big head because we know your holy word, and humble when we get a more get education in other areas. For without humility, no one is going anywhere far or for long. So, Lord God in heaven, we pray that you work all of that in us. Help us to be wise and smart and educated, but humble and lowly in mind and meek, like you are. And so, Lord God in heaven, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you know how busy the devil is against this ministry and in this work, against this work. He hates it every day, and he throws monkey wrenches and roadblocks at it every day. And Lord God in heaven, I do pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and Jezebel and Sanballat and Tobias. Cast out the satanic demonic spirit of betrayal and sabotage, treacherousness, evil plotting, rebelliousness, pride, witchcraft, treacherousness, satanic darkness, hindrance, and distraction. Cast out all of those demon spirits out of the lives of the people here and out of the lives of the people all around us and out there, everywhere, in every church and in every ministry and in every family. And sad to say, Lord, I know for a fact that these spirits that I just referred to have to come down through an ancestral curse. So it comes down the pike, down through human beings, for people to be this way and to turn this way when they get to a certain age. And only you can stop it, because I know that you can stop anything. I also know that you provide people like me, as you did Paul, thorns in the flesh. Lord, it's amazing how that works. Because if I didn't have a certain thorn in the flesh, I probably would not have done as much as I have done in the ministry down through the years. And I probably would not have prayed as much. So I thank you for my thorn in the flesh, and it does not seem like you're going to take it away anytime soon, just like you did with Paul. And I have found out what Paul talked about, how that in my weakness I am made strong. And I marvel at that. I am amazed at that. It does not line up with the modern day theologies, the false prosperity gospel theology. It doesn't line up with that at all, because we're supposed to be strong and powerful and mighty and highly favored and the head and not the tail and all of that. That's not always the case for your people. For you know how to deal with us. You know how to handle us. And you know what's best for us. And so I thank you for all of it. The good and the bad. What I might consider bad, but it's good in your sight. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor. Help us all to be humble and meek and lowly in mind, to accept your will for our lives and not try to force our will on you, and to be content in whatever situation we find ourselves, and to be joyful in it as we serve you. And Holy Father God, I pray today that you'd please rebuke and bind the devil and the demons of hell, Lord, from our time here today, and from the hearts and minds, souls and spirits of these people. And Lord, I pray that you would save those who are lost here and out there. Help everybody to truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because when they do, it will show up on their face and in their spirits and in their lives. They will be a cheerful people regardless of the circumstances, because Jesus Christ is unsinkable. He cannot be kept down in the grave or in a body that he has been received into. People would have to fake being sad with Jesus on the inside, regardless of the circumstances. And that would, I guess, Lord, would be a sin to do that, to try to suppress you, your joy, your peace, that unmistakable smile and countenance, cheerful countenance, because you rose from the dead. You can't help but be up no matter what's going on, even in dead situations like we're in right now. It's hard to stop the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord, we found out in Nehemiah, is our strength. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us this morning and throughout this day from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. And Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Lord, I do pray that you would save those who are lost here in our town, in our county, in our state, and across these United States and around the world. Save those who are lost. And Lord, we pray that you will heal, we pray rather that you will revive those who are saved here in this area, across the United States and around the globe, by the working of your Holy Word and the working and the power of your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would heal those who are sick here in this city, in this county, in this state, across America and around the globe, by your healing power. If they are saved, help them to call for the elders of the church and for prayer, and help them to, however, be honest and transparent and real about their sins. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for all people who are hurting and grieving because of dead loved ones or those who are getting ready to die. And Lord, I believe that that right there is just as bad as death itself, to have somebody on a ventilator at the hospital or at the hospital anywhere, and you can't visit them, you can't hold their hand, you can't pray with them. And so, Lord, comfort these people who are suffering through that today. Help people to realize that this is a plague, and it is a plague from you, as it was in the bubonic plague. Secularists, atheists, they try to find something where it came from, some rat or some monkey or something like that. But all of these plagues are judgments that come from you. And they will not be stopped unless you stop them. And they won't be stopped until your people, as it was in the bubonic plague, which was far worse so far. There were people, even one man who was not, I don't think he was really considered a Christian, but he said that Christians know why this is happening in the bubonic plague, because God, you had warned them about the sins that they were practicing in the church, and they refused to repent, and so the bubonic plague came, and this was very crucial in during that time, because they had a caste system, or what we call the state system. You had the men who fought to keep the peace, the nobles, and then we had the prayers, the church folk, and then we had the regular, the people, the workers. And so the church played a mighty role during that time, and yet in sin and foolishness, they're the ones who brought on the bubonic plague, and we're the ones who brought on this plague to this country. First and foremost, it would be inexplicable why the so-called greatest country on earth is the worst country in the world as far as infections and deaths, other than your judgment. And so, Holy Father God, what we need to do is what your Holy Word tells us to do, to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, Lord Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our first love. It is very interesting, Lord, how many people are talking you up now since this plague has hit. People who don't even have money to pay their electricity bill or putting up lights 3 months earlier. because sometimes pain is what moves us to get right with you and to have the right attitude towards you. And we thank you for that pain. We thank you for that chastisement, as I have prayed from the beginning. Lord God in heaven, be thorough with us. Break us, make us, and mold us to be in the church what you would have us to be, and help us to forsake our sin, including bad attitudes, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, and witchcraft, and all other sins. And so, Holy Father God, wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of Christ. And Lord, we pray that you would help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love, ourselves, right here in this church and this ministry and in this city, in this county, in this state. Help us individually, who name the name of Christ, to humble ourselves, to pray, and to repent, and to get right with you, and to get back to you, our first love. Now, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us today, once we have truly confessed our sins and repented, and did like the folks in the book of Nehemiah, to the point of even getting rid of wives that they should not have had in the first place, breaking up ungodly families, so-called mixed families, that should have never happened in the first place, and cleaning up and purifying ourselves. Some husbands need to go back to their wives before they marry that, what they think is a sweet little young thing. Some husbands need to go back to their wives. Some wives need to go back to their husband before they mess up their lives and mess up their family and their children. And that's the kind of repentance you want to see. You want people who are involved in adultery and fornication to let go of their side pieces, the so-called Christian swingers, deacons and pastors, pastors' wives and deacons' wives, swinging together needs to be repented of and cease on an individual basis. And some of this stuff needs to be exposed so that the people will not go back to it. When you remove the plague, if you do. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that once people have done that who name the name of Christ, then and only then do I pray that you will deliver us from all of our afflictions and all of our distresses, cares, worries, and anxieties, troubles, problems, and fears. Lord, I pray that you deliver us then and only then, once we have truly confessed our sin and repented of all tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Sometimes, Lord, the tension that Satan causes is so thick we can cut it with a knife, as they say. And Holy Father God, deliver each and every one of us, once we have truly confessed our sins and repented and turned from our evil ways and have turned back to you, because that's what you want us to do as your people. Then deliver us from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt, student progress problems. Some children, young people who have just given up on finishing college because they failed or they got off track or they lost encouragement because somebody left them or something, whatever the problem is, Lord, help them to make progress and to move on with their life by faith and to be very thorough in their education so that they can make new things that will help other people. Help them to understand a large part of education is to take the old and make something new. That's one of the valuable things regarding education that they need to understand. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would protect our family as well as other Christian families, especially, and other families, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell. So many families are at each other's throats because they don't understand how much the devil hates them, and the devil wants to destroy them. So cast out the demons of hell out of every Christian family. And protect us from the demons of hell, from the devil himself. Protect us, Lord, from evil people influenced by the devil and influenced by the demons of hell, even in our own families. And protect us, Holy Father God, from evil people in the church who do not mean some of the people in the church well. Lord God in heaven, protect us from evil people in the world. And Lord, protect others from us if we are not right with you, and when we're not right with you. Place, Lord, upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. And Lord, we pray that you would really and truly, on an individual basis, help everybody to put on the whole armor of God and to take you seriously, to take your holy word seriously, and everything you said in your holy word, such as the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And so therefore you want us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. Help us to do that today, this morning. Help us to do it throughout this afternoon and evening. And help us all to pray without ceasing. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and for his sake. After these things, Esther chapter 3, after these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. And then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, Why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all of the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is, the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written, that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasuries. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, in the name of King Ahasuerus was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by posts into all of the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The posts went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan, the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city Shushan was perplexed. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the Word of God at Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it? If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things? The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people hath forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then said they, Come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be put to death, let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have digged a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our Lord, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure, joy, and blessing to read in your hearing the Word of God now at Ezekiel chapter 9. He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all of the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite, let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men, which were therefore the house, which were before the house, pardon me. And he said unto them, defile the house, and fill the courts with the slain, go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face, and cried and said, our Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, the Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. And as for me also, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, what a privilege and what a blessing and what a joy it is to be able to read your holy word, even though it is rich and very deep. Lord, it does something deep in our souls, our hearts, and our minds. And Holy Father God, I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. Help us to love it more, to cherish it more, to obey it more, to apply it to our lives more, to share it with others, and help us to preach your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.